Welcome to the Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast Wellness Spot, where we focus on health and wellness and how we can reclaim our health and life today. You're in the right place if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you've been helping so many others, and it's time to help yourself. In a time when health and wellness can be so confusing, I'm here to share what I know and what I've learned in nursing and in my past 20 years experience in wellness, and how making a smart plan can help you live your best life today. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of my Wellness Spot here. I hope you're enjoying these conversations that we're having here, that the people that I bring to you, the stories that I share. And if there's anything else that you want to hear, please do not hesitate to reach out. I try to share, again, how taking a look at wellness and being a part of just taking care of ourselves in a more natural way has really been a huge lifesaver in my life. And I try to share inspirational stories and whatnot. And I've got some really cool interviews set up with, get this, some Olympians coming up very soon. So please do come back. I'm super excited about those interviews that are coming up soon. But today I just wanted to come on briefly and talk about kind of something that really took me by surprise. And if you saw the title of this, about how straightening my teeth has helped me learn about my eating habits, it's, again, it just really kind of took me back, and I wanted to share it. I shared it with my Facebook group of wellness folks and wellness clients, but I wanted to share it with you today on my podcast because I think it's interesting, very, very interesting, and something very unexpected. Just a few months ago, this summer, my brother-in-law was in town, and he owns a dental lab, and he makes aligners like Invisalign, but through his particular company. And my dentist has also talked with me about the idea of straightening my teeth, and they're not terribly bad, but I have a narrow palate, and I do have some teeth that are not exactly aligned. And I've said to him, you know what, maybe sometime, you know, once my kids are gone and I have some extra money and things like that. Well, it worked out that I connected my brother-in-law with my dentist. And before I knew it, I had some aligners that they said, hey, we're gonna offer these to you, and we want to help to straighten your teeth. So I started to use aligners again. So they're like Invisalign. Again, they're just from another company. And so I started to wear them, and I'll be changing them as that, you know, works, like every 2 to 3 weeks for the next year. And then I'll come up with some wonderful straight teeth. So I'm excited about that. But what I noticed is, if you know anything about aligners, is that you can't eat with them. You can drink, but you can't eat with them in. So you have to take them out, and then you eat whatever you're eating, and then you brush your teeth, you clean the aligners. If need be, you might floss your teeth, and you put the aligners back in. And so I noticed that once I started wearing the aligners, well, and especially when you first put a new set in, they're super tight. You know, they're supposed to be. They're tight, and because they start to cause the movement of the teeth. And so they're tight getting in, but they're tight getting out too, and it kind of hurts. And so I noticed that I work from home, as pretty much everybody does now, but I always have been working from home. And so, and I haven't been going out as much because of the shutdown and whatnot to go meet with people. So I'm here a lot. And so I work in my office, and I'll get up and I'll go to the kitchen and say, oh, I think I want something to eat. And I just noticed that I became so much more aware. Like, for instance, when I went into the kitchen to say, hey, I think I want something to eat, I was like, okay, then I have to take the aligners out, and then I'll eat, and then I gotta clean my teeth and put them back in, and oh, that's gonna hurt. And I started to become very aware of why I was heading to the kitchen. And like, I was stopping to think that, was I really hungry? Did I really want a snack? Or was I just bored and I just wanted to come and find something to, you know, make me happy or whatever? And I know, I've always known that I'm kind of a reckless snacker, you know, kind of a mindless one. And, you know, on this podcast and in my business, I really don't do a ton of talking about weight loss and losing weight and don't eat so much and things like that because of, again, what I've learned through the world of eating disorders, as well as, again, giving your body what it needs and really just being much more aware and mindful of your eating. Again, not being so concerned about the number on the scale. So I don't weigh myself. I'm at a healthy weight and I'm pretty happy with that. You know, and I tend to talk more about lifestyle and habits. And so I started to become acutely aware of my habit of getting up a few times a day and going to the kitchen and looking for something to eat. And realizing that maybe I wasn't really hungry, maybe I was bored, and maybe I needed a glass of water, because so many times we're, if you didn't know that, you know, so many of us are chronically dehydrated, not in a super detrimental way, but I certainly know that I don't drink enough water. And if we are dehydrated, a lot of times our hunger cues are because we're dehydrated. And if we just got a big glass of water, then we realize that we're really not that hungry. And so, again, I started to realize that I maybe wasn't hungry. And so I wasn't doing all of that snacking. I mean, I eat well at my other meals, and I love my protein shake and my salads and my healthy meals and healthy choices of vegetables and protein and some carbs and all that. So I continued to eat that, but I noticed that I was snacking less. And yes, as a result of that, my pants felt a little bit different and my belly felt a little bit different. And I think I lost some weight, but like I said, I don't weigh myself. But I think I have seen a little bit of a difference in my body shape, and it certainly makes me happy. You know, I think many of us have put on a little bit of weight as we've either mindlessly snacked or just, again, been less active around this pandemic time. So I'm certainly happy with that, and it's not something that I'm concerned about, because it's, again, just a couple pounds, I would assume, but I don't know because I don't weigh myself. But the point is, it just really made me aware of my eating habits, really acutely aware, and just right in my face. And, you know, when you think about awareness, you know, the definition of awareness is a state of being conscious of something, you know, to know something, to perceive something, to feel something. And it just really made me aware of that. And I'm glad about that. Again, I love the fact that I have the opportunity to straighten my teeth over the next year. And I just love the opportunity that it's given me to really become a little bit more aware of what I'm eating. Now, because my teeth are a little sensitive, again, if you've ever straightened your teeth, they get sensitive when you're wearing braces or aligners. So I'm not eating as much. Like I tend to go and snack on things like carrots and celery and broccoli and things that I can, you know, the vegetables that give me that crunchy satisfaction. And it's been difficult because I love raw carrots, but it's kind of hard to eat them when you have sensitive teeth. So I've done more steaming of vegetables. And sometimes I've been going to, you know, crunchier things like chips, and which may not be that great all of the time, but just that awareness of what I'm snacking on. And if, and I really think in the beginning, or, you know, like, is it really necessary for me to eat this? I remember just when my husband and I went to Paris about 7 years ago. He took me there for my 50th birthday, which was awesome. And the food's great there, if you've ever been to Paris. And we noticed that people don't snack. I mean, they eat a wonderful meal. They have wonderful conversations around their meal. They're very active. And they don't eat between meals, not a lot of them. We had some conversations with a couple people and that live there. And we, you know, we brought that up. And it's true. They don't snack that much. And again, sometimes we're hungry and we need a little bit of something here and there. But so often, and I'm speaking for myself, we grab things just because that mere fact that we think we're hungry, we're bored, we want something to satisfy us, you know, in our mouth, and that's why we choose that. So, again, I really wanted to share that today. And when we think about snacking, I mean, I just do want to, as I help to educate people with healthier lifestyles and trying to reset their habits, if you will, I really encourage you to, when you are choosing snacks, perhaps something that can help you, because this has really helped me, is getting them prepared beforehand. So like, for instance, again, fruits and vegetables are great to snack on during the day, and really to, because it's hard for us to really get the 7 to 9, or is it 9 to 11? 7 to 9, you know, servings of vegetables that we're supposed to get every day. So having them as a snack is a really great choice. But what we can do is when we go to the store and we come home, is to spend some time prepping those vegetables and fruit and getting some little containers that you can put them in. So for instance, you know, peeling the carrots, cutting up the carrots, cutting up your celery, putting them in a container. I washed some grapes last night and put them in a container, cut up some cucumbers. I love, again, since we're spending more time at home, I love roasting vegetables. So even cutting up, have you ever roasted cauliflower or broccoli? Just cutting it up into little, you know, the little flowerettes, putting it on a sheet pan, putting a little bit of olive oil or avocado oil on it, and then some spices. I have this really cool spice blend that I got from a store called Tuesday Mornings that's a spice blend for roasted vegetables. And I think there's some paprika and salt and pepper and some other, you know, some other spices in there, but I just dust that on there, put it in the oven for, I don't know, like probably 15 minutes at about 375 or 400, and roast the vegetables. And I gotta tell you, they're so good. I mean, I usually eat them all right then, but if you make up a big pan of them, then you can cool them, stick them in your fridge, and then when you go to have a snack, you can heat those up. And again, as I said, my teeth are a little sensitive, so I do find that I love the roasted vegetables because they are softer and they're just easier on my sensitive teeth. So you can do that with beets. You can do that with, you can even, you know, roast carrots, Brussels sprouts. Sometimes I wonder who I am when I talk about this because I remember growing up, I just did not like beets or I didn't like Brussels sprouts, but I absolutely love those vegetables now. And there's all kinds of awesome root vegetables and squashes. I just saw a recipe this morning on Facebook for some roasted butternut squash with cumin and salt and pepper, and I think I'm going to roast that for lunch today. So again, that's a great option for snacks and just preparing them and making sure that they're in your, in your refrigerator and ready to go, because it's easy to go into the pantry. Like that's where all my like crunchy snacks are, like crackers and chips and things like that. But if they're ready in the fridge, I can just open the fridge and grab those for a healthy snack. You can have hummus, you can have avocado that you can dip your veggies in. I love to cut up apples and have a little bit of peanut butter for the protein. So those are just some different ideas for healthy snacks that you can reach for. And I do recommend that that you try to also put some protein. Making sure that you put some protein sometimes in your snacks, but certainly be aware of the amount of protein that you're gonna that you're eating during the day. And I love these protein balls, and I think it's a simple enough recipe that you can get this by just listening here. But these protein snack balls we love to have in the house. We always have them. My 23-year-old son loves them. I love them. Whenever I have any meetings, people are always asking, where's the protein balls? Because they're super yummy tasting and they're healthy. So if you have a protein powder, and again, as you've listened to this podcast, I use the protein from Shaklee called the Life Shake. So wonderful, clean protein. So use a cup of protein. I either use some vanilla or chocolate, or sometimes I mix a little bit of both in there. And then use a cup of peanut butter. And again, I love natural peanut butter. I love Trader Joe's. And so Trader Joe's has a wonderful natural peanut butter that's pretty easy to mix up and doesn't have anything added into there except for the peanuts. So a cup of peanut butter and then a half a cup of honey. And you just mix that all together in a bowl and then break off little, you know, snack size balls, just form them into balls and put them in a container and then stick them in the fridge. And you always have them there. Again, they are so, so good. And they kind of almost taste like Reese's peanut butter cups, but in a healthy way. And so they're just a great snack. Again, if you're hungry and you need a little bit of satisfaction, it's a great snack to run to. So, again, it's just a cup of protein, a cup of peanut butter and a half a cup of honey. And again, mixing them together, and you will not be disappointed. Again, if you need to get some of the protein, you can look at the link in the show notes. It'll link right over to the Shaklee website, and you can order that. There's different flavors, but again, I either use the chocolate or vanilla, or mix the combination of the both. They're so super good. And then my last tip, again, the snacks I told you about, you know, choosing your veggies, getting those prepped, having some protein balls around perhaps, and then just, you know, be aware of the amount of water you're drinking too, making sure that you're getting enough water. And just making sure that you're taking some time to just breathe and stop and consider, be it right before you eat a snack or right before you eat a meal, just spending some time to slow down and just think. You know, be a little bit more mindful of the choices that you're making, and what's in front of you and what your options are and things like that. Because, again, I've been going through this mindfulness-based stress reduction course, and it's really, as much as I spend a good amount of time being mindful and meditating, I'm learning more and more that I can be even more mindful. And slowing down really brings us to that point of being aware, being conscious, perceiving what's going on in front of us. And that's just so, so good. We live in a busy world where we are rushing around and many times don't stop to think and be aware. So that's my last tip for today is, again, just slow down a little bit, stop, breathe, consider, and think about, again, what you are eating, what your habits are. And if you need to switch them around a little bit, know that that you can do that, and you can do it in a healthy way. And if you need some assistance, please reach out to me. That is what I love doing, is just coming right alongside of you and helping you. Just, you know, let's take a look at what's going on and let's see what we can change and adjust so that you can, again, make some healthier choices, have healthier habits and things like that. So I hope that was helpful for you. I really felt like I wanted to share that with you because I thought it was just really kind of interesting. You know, even when I talked to my dentist and I mentioned that to him, he says, oh yeah, I hear that often from people that, you know, start using aligners, start straightening their teeth, and maybe they lose a few pounds again. And I just found it really interesting that it really made me much more aware of my eating habits. And again, as much as I live a healthy lifestyle and I think it's all about the balance, I think that we can always continue to learn a little bit more and make some adjustments and make some tweaks so that we can, again, continue to live our best life, making healthy, natural choices. So thanks for listening today. I'm glad that you, again, I'm so grateful that you continue to come back and listen, and listen to this wellness spot as well as the other episodes that I post on Friday. I so appreciate you sharing these episodes, and please continue to do that. You know, rate and review, share the episodes on podcast or on iTunes or Podbean or whatever place that you're listening to this podcast on, because that's the way that you'll continue to get more episodes, that this podcast will continue to be seen and heard more around the world, if you will. So really appreciate that. And have yourself a great day. Make some natural, healthy choices. And again, if you need some help and you want a guide, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you hear, please leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with others and make sure you hit the subscribe button. Come on over to Facebook too. We have a great Juggling the Chaos of Recovery podcast tribe group, and we'd love to welcome you there. Now, do you have a story to share or know someone that does? Please connect with me. You'll find the link in the show notes, and I'd love to hear from you, hear your story, and feature you on one of the upcoming podcast episodes. And perhaps you are ready to find your way back to you. You'd like to reclaim your health in your life. Send me an email, connect with me, simply moira@gorskywellness.com, or jump over to Instagram and connect with me there as Green Gorski, or you can also find me on Facebook. I'll connect with you and just show you some simple steps and show you a way to reclaim your life and your health today. Thanks for listening. Until next time.